This is episode number 2472 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, in case you missed it, Vanna White might stay with Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak leaves, but only if they pay up.
Oh, I think I know.
I'm sure
where
she's
you're
thinking,
going.
Well, you know what? All that money you used to pay Pat.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the money you're going to save. Nope.
They're going to have to pay somebody. It's probably close, if not more.
Oh, no.
It depends on how. Well, if it's Maya Bialik, no. But if it's Ryan Seacrest, they're gonna have to pony up $20 million a year.
Oh, if it's Ryan Seacrest, they are gonna have to pony up.
He is on the short list from what I hear. Yeah.
I can't figure that one out.
Well, because Wheel and Jeopardy are owned by the same company.
Yeah.
They could rotate. Whenever Ken's not doing Jeopardy, he could do Wheel. When Mayim's not doing Jeopardy, she could do Wheel and back and forth and give them each a 10% bump.
Do you think Ryan Seacrest only wants to go do Wheel?
I don't know. Ryan Seacrest is an interesting cat. I've been surprised by him. When he did Live with Kelly, that totally threw me off guard. I didn't think he'd do a daily show. And this being a daily show, of course. But he's still doing his daily radio show.
Right, but how many shows of Wheel would they tape in one day?
Well, they do five at a time. That's the way game shows work.
Yeah.
So they do a whole week on one day.
Right.
And it takes about 10 hours, to do five half-hour shows. Then you go home, he'll get on a plane and go somewhere. I mean, plus Idol is not done. I think Idol can, as long as The Voice can stay on the air, Idol can stay on the air.
Of course.
So I think there's a long life for both of those shows. At some point, I think Ryan will leave.
Well, you know that Ryan is getting older.
Ryan will be pushing 50 soon.
Yeah.
And but then look at Pat Sajak. He started this job on Wheel when he was in his 30s. So, whatever. 40 years, this guy. 40 years.
Yeah, so Ryan's looking for that, where can I go land and, stay until I retire?
Yeah, just...
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, just skate by. Ryan Seacrest is not that kind of guy. He's going to work until he dies.
That is true.
That's
I believe that.
That guy. Yeah, he's not that guy.
Anyway, sources say Vanna currently makes $3 million a year. That's it.
That's chump change.
That really surprises me.
She would make more money on a sitcom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, Pat makes almost five times that.
All right. 5 times 3 is 15. All right. Well, there we are. We're at that Seacrest.
She wants a big raise.
She should get it. She doesn't say a lot until the end of the show, but I don't see that show without her. I see it without Pat.
Yeah.
And I know there's other letter turners, but while she can do it for the next few years, I think we got to have that familiarity with Wheel.
I actually think that $3 million a year for her is insulting.
Oh, it's chump change.
Yeah.
But that was 40 years ago. That was the way they did things. She wasn't the star of the show. She was just the sidekick.
Yeah, but after all these years, she's had a chance to really try to get him to up it.
She's Vanna White. She's Vanna White. Come on.
I mean, I wouldn't sneeze at $3 million a year. So I wouldn't kick it out of bed or anything. Sure.
Look, if she can spend the next 5-10 years of her life making $10-15 million a year, I'm sure she'd really welcome that.
I mean, they say, Pat's the host, but Vanna's not five times less important, is
she? No, she's not. No, she's not.
Now, many do argue she's just as important. She spends the same amount of time on set as Pat.
Yes, she does.
More, actually, due to hair, makeup, and wardrobe obligations.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And she actually does way more publicity for the show than Pat does.
Well, yeah, because Pat doesn't want to do it.
But, she's a personality. She's part of the show.
Yeah.
The look and the feel and the appeal. She is a fan favorite.
We love Vanna White. Where would we be without Vanna White? We need some sort of
Well, especially since Pat Sajak is turning out, he's getting weird in his old age.
Yeah, that's true.
And so Vanna is still, she's the stable force.
All right, we should strike for Vanna. Is that what you're saying? Let's get our picket signs out. We'll stand outside Paramount.
Meghan Markle couldn't land Taylor Swift as a guest on her podcast.
Yeah.
This and other stories have been exposed by the Wall Street Journal in the unraveling of Meghan and Harry's media deals, including severing ties with Spotify and pulling their podcast.
I'm concerned that now they're going to have to go back and grovel to Daddy. Because this,
oh, I don't think
this
so.
American life that they decided they were going to be and do is not turning out so well.
Well, Megan wrote a Taylor a personal letter asking her to appear on Archetypes.
Yeah.
The podcast the Duchess of Sussex hosted about the stereotypes that hold women back. Taylor declined the invitation through a representative. In fact, landing podcast guests was a challenge for Megan,
yeah.
Which actually kind of surprises me a little bit.
And here's what I heard.
Huh?
They weren't very good. They weren't good interviewers.
Yeah.
And they couldn't land ideas for who to ask. It would have been a great catch, but Harry thought, maybe we should have the Pope on our podcast. Well, the Pope's not going to be on your podcast. I'm like, come on.
This is
no,
one
I think
of
the
several
Pope's
problems.
Got his own podcast. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I've got a podcast. You've got a podcast. We all got a podcast.
You've got a podcast. She's got a podcast. We've all got podcasts.
Why not have the Pope have a podcast?
Her and Harry.
Yeah.
They had a $20 million deal with Spotify.
Yeah.
$20 million.
Yes.
And they mutually ended that earlier this month.
And the CEO of Spotify called them all kinds of things that started with the letter F.
Yeah, wow.
He's really upset about this deal. And there's something else going on behind the scenes. Spotify's podcast division, not as lucrative as their music division. So they've actually consolidated a bunch of their podcast brands into one brand. Which is kind of sad because one of them was Gimlet, which I admired Gimlet. But they bought them for $20 million.
Oh, so now Gimlet's going to...
Gimlet's just, probably just going to fold into... whatever.
That's
oh, please
bad.
Don't use the word implode. It's too soon right now. Sorry. We didn't mean to say that. No, the Harry and Meghan thing... Look, just because you're who you are does not mean that you can come into one... a place that Harry was unfamiliar with in terms of media and try and win over the hearts of people. And there's all this negative press about them anyway. And people still love the British royals. I don't think that they're going to turn the tide, so to speak, and say, you know, even after the Oprah thing, that they're going to make everybody in America see their side.
I still think Meghan's a bit polarizing.
Well, no, she is.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any think about
and
it.
And I honestly think that it's not that Harry probably couldn't get guests. I think he's a package deal. And that
sours the... He's a package deal, and he didn't...
His punch
book,
a little bit.
His book was... Well, anyway. I don't want to criticize. The thing is that he was meant to be a prince. I don't think he was meant to be a media... mogul. I just don't. At least not a media star.
Right.
Let's put it that way. So they're going to have to regroup like we all do sometimes.
They're going to have to regroup.
Pivot. With our apologies to Prince Archie because I think they named the company after him. And now look, they've soiled him. And Halle Berry.
Gosh.
Or who cares tomorrow? Till then.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.